This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's podcast, Relationships and Jay Leno. That's my name of this particular episode because we have three terrific headliners, two of them talking about the difficulties and fun of relationships, and then a terrific long set by Jay Leno live in concert. Wonderful material I know you'll enjoy. But before that, we have a short set live on stage by Ray Romano talking about marriage and his place in the relationship. To get things started, here's a terrific short set by the very funny stand-up comic and actor Bob Duback, a wonderful headliner who's been working stand-up comedy from the late 80s all the way till today. Actually, you can research him under his full name, Robert Duback, but he's done the Book of Moron, other one-man shows. You can see him as a regular on the Real Geezers of Beverly Hills adjacent. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a short set by Bob Duback.
Also confusing trying to figure this out. What do women want? See, women don't even know. Problem is, you want us to know what you want, and you don't know what you want. We have to know. And even if you knew what you wanted, you wouldn't tell us. Because if you told us what you wanted, then you wouldn't want it anymore, would you, ladies? Is that what you want? Or do you want something less complicated? Do you want something simple, like Haagen-Dazs with only 25 calories per gallon? Or do you want something clever, like nail polish that does not chip for 10 days? And on the 11th day, it just all falls off. What do you want? Something thoughtful, like gynecological instruments to be stored in a bread warmer? Or do you want something absurd, like an extra set of feet so you can wear more shoes? You won't know what a woman wants. Well, hell, son, that's easy. Yeah, I may be a chauvinist, but I am no nitwit like you. Honesty, that is the most important thing to a woman. Unless it is the truth about her, then it is not so damn important, but...
That is what women want. Gosh, you have to be honest, but you have to be cool. Women love cool men. How do you be cool? It is very easy. Speak French. You want to know what a woman wants? Simple. Passion. That's what all the birds want, little old-fashioned passion. Right, Diane? That's what a woman wants. Sense of humor. Because it's the way to her heart. The way to a woman's body. Ah, well, that's a different story. You sure don't want her laughing in bed. At least not right away. Right, Diane? You gotta have a little sensitivity. It's what all women want. A little sensitivity. This is what I have been doing for 2 weeks. I have been racking my brain trying to figure out what Julie wants or what any woman wants, and I'm running out of time. Thank God you're all here. You can help. So let's get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Duback, one of the best stand-up comics out there, worked for me for many years and is still doing stand-up and one-man shows. Keep an eye out for his work. He's performing all over the U.S. on a regular basis. Hey, and right now, speaking of relationships, nothing like a terrific short set by the famous Ray Romano. Ray did work for me several times back in the 80s, but in the early 90s, he did The Tonight Show and got recognized for his talent, and the rest is history. He got his own show, Everybody Loves Raymond, and has done lots of other things like Ice Age and other movies since. But right now, here's a short set live on stage from 1991, Ray Romano.
Thank you very much. You're very nice. This is very exciting for me. The first time here on the West Coast. I just got here yesterday with my wife. We spent the whole day shopping, of course. She wants to buy a car phone now, my wife, for no apparent reason. She wants a car phone. People are just a little too phone obsessed now, don't you think? No, cars, planes, little pocket phones. You know what they're gonna do? Sooner or later, they're gonna make a phone into a little microchip that everyone will just have surgically implanted in their ear. And that'll be the end of it. Wherever you go, oh, I'm gonna call one second. Hi, Joe, how are you? What's up, dude? How are you? Oh, my other one, I gotta put you on hold. Billy, hi, Bill, how are you? Yes, I'm talking to Joe. Here, I'll put you on conference, gotta talk to each other. Yeah, how are you guys? What's up? Well, hold on, guys, I'm getting the facts. One second. So all day we were shopping. We went out for breakfast earlier. You know, breakfast has to be the most annoying meal to order out. Only for one reason. Let me ask you this, folks. Is there an orange juice shortage in this country? What's the deal there? Because I'm always like, waitress, please, large. Large jumbo juice. A little thimble of juice comes out. My wife ordered the small, and they came around with a damp rag. Oh. All right, here I got a large. We're married 4 years, me and my wife were married. And we didn't live together first, which I recommend. Yeah, I do. No, here's what I recommend. If you have no experience living with a woman like I did, have someone brief you before you move in. A briefing will help, just for the first day. You're going to make decisions the first day that affect you forever. And I blew them all, really. And I'll tell you the most important one, I'm finding out now. It's the side of the bed you're gonna choose. Yeah, you can't, don't overlook that, because that's your side for life right there. No changing. And I blew the call. I didn't look at the TV angle. Yeah. I didn't know. I went with my childhood instinct. I took the side away from the door in case the boogeyman comes in. Okay, the boogeyman will get her. I'll be in my spaceship by then. We have a baby now, too. We're proud parents. We have an 8-month-old daughter. Yeah, thank you. All right, thanks. She wants 5. This is the sad part. She wants 5 kids. Yeah, that'll... That's never going to happen. Fuck, kids. How can that? We're not even going to have sex that many times again, to be honest. Married people, you know what I'm talking about. What happens to sex after marriage? My sex life came to such a screeching halt. An airbag popped out of the bed. I'm sleeping with a crash dummy now. You know what else? I'm finding out when you live with a woman, there are duties in the house that a man is automatically given. And not the common ones, not just the garbage. There's little obscure ones you find out as you go along. For example, in the middle of the night, I am now the automatic noise checker-outer. Yes. Every little, oh, what was that? No, nothing. Go sleep. No, check it out. What do you mean, sleep? How can I sleep? That's a burglar, maybe. He might have a gun, too, so... Oh. Get him. Be careful. Put your slippers on. Bring me up a yogurt. I'm the noise checker. I'm the bug killer. I'm the bug killer. Why? Why? Why do women think men like bugs? You know, I'm squeamish. The other day my wife screamed. I ran up to the bathroom. And this thing frightened me, really. I've never seen a bug that large. It was gross. And we have a clean bathroom, okay? My wife wrote that. I need a disclaimer in there. But we had a huge bug. Even for New York, it was huge. It had graffiti on it. It was incredible. And she's hysterical. Oh, kill it! Don't look! Kill! And you don't just rush in and kill a bug like that. You have to plan it out. What if I swing and miss this guy? I don't know if he has the gift of flight, for one thing, all right? I'm not ready for a kamikaze bug. Then she tells me to spray it. The women think any aerosol can could kill a bug. She says, use deodorant. I kill bugs with deodorant. I'm trying to kill a monster with deodorant. And all I could find was the roll-on. No, oh, this ain't working. He likes this. He wants his tummy done. Look, beautiful. Beautiful. I have a friend now. But we're happy. And we're adapting well to parenthood, too. I hope I'm a good parent. You know what I'm worried about when kids start talking and they have questions they need answered? The touchy ones. That's what I'm dreading. My daughter, you know, she'll be 4 or 5 years old, and she'll see me coming out of the shower. Oh, Daddy, wait a second. What's that? I'm just going to look. Go get your mother, and I'll explain it to both of you, okay?
Well, you can see why Ray's been so famous and popular on TV and movies. He's a very funny guy. And those last two sets with Bob Dubeck and Ray Romano talking about relationships is something we can all relate to. But speaking of terrific stand-up comedy, Jay Leno is one of the best there's ever been. Of course, he's famous for The Tonight Show and appearing in some movies and live on stage for, you know, over 30 years. He got his start even before I came along, but worked for me several times back in the 80s. And back in 1985, Jay Leno did one of my concerts. And here's a longer set of Jay Leno live on stage at a concert I produced in 1985. I know you'll enjoy this.
How about the lady in the black there? Teacher as well, what grade? You teach adults. There's some kind of a surrogate thing there. Now what do you teach? Computer school. So when they get out, they can do what? Hand out tokens at the arcade? I see. How about this gentleman, sir? What do you do? Data processing as well. And the young lady? You don't do anything. Guess mom and dad are pretty proud. Now, have you thought about doing something? I guess this way, when you retire, it makes that transition to the private sector a little bit easy. Any kind of job in the future, maybe? Anything you... This is what? Probably fast foods. Well, certainly a rewarding career at best, certainly. That's sure, the pay is low and the hours are hard, but... Gee, you get a lot out of it, don't you? Probably want to go into the fans. Boy, it's hard to believe the Japanese are ahead of us, huh? Now, a lot of people... See, what is responsible? Where is ambition? See, a lot of people have this attitude now. Look at the games. Games like Trivial Pursuit. Now, this game could only exist in the 1980s, when you think about it. Huh? What do people do with their spare time? You go 100 years ago. George Washington Carver, ooh, gee, you sit around at night, you try to dream up how you get more crops from a single seed, or Amelia Earhart, you fly around the world, Thomas Edison, you invent the light. Now the brightest, most intelligent people around, they sit around at night going, okay, what was Goober's middle name? You know, there's no... Any parents? Anybody got kids? That's it? What do they do, radiation testing here in the... 60s, 3,000 sterile people. Dear Dave. All right. Now, who had children? We had anybody down here have children? Or maybe that's why you people have been sequestered down here, I guess. God in his infinite wisdom have locked you people out of the genetic code, more or less. Do you have children, sir? Not a one. What are you, Amish? No, you don't have any children, sir. Let's throw mama from the train a kiss, that kind of thing. Not a one. Who has kids? This lady, how many you have there? Two. I don't think we need the visual aid. Two is pretty clear. Is that your husband there? No. Now, where are the kids now? Would he just put a bowl of food on the floor? You go out for the evening? Is that... kind of a feral child. They pretty much fend for themselves. You got a babysitter tonight? They're with dad. They're with dad. Gee, I think the kids really like massage parlors and things. Is that a good atmosphere for them, really? Who else had children over here? You had children, sir. Oh, these two? All of them. Oh, that's certainly a good dad there, sir. That's very good. Pretty strict, not too strict, more or less. Lord of the Flies down at your house, I guess. Just piggy on the chandelier. And who's worse? What is it, sir? You're pointing. Is your wife here, sir?
No.
Kind of a classy guy there, ladies and gentlemen. This is your sister. Is this, are you on a date? Is this one of these something with Amelia kind of dates, sir, possibly? And she certainly seems proud to be out with her big brother tonight, huh? Think of some local toughs you can drop her off with on the corner, sir, after you're through here. Now, what does your sister do? Well, maybe we could go right to her directly, sir, and kind of eliminate her attorney. Now, what do you do, the sister? Well, thank you very much. What, advertising? Public relations consultant. What does that mean? You have your own sandwich board, kind of a Edith Jones? And how are you two gentlemen doing? Pretty good? I guess your girls are probably stuck in traffic or something, huh? They probably got the showtime confused, and I guess I see some headlights. That's probably them circling. Yeah, that trying to. You'll laugh later about the mix-up. You can talk about the funny things that happened. Yeah, about the guy you met with the sister. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of like. Okay, now how about you, sir? What do you do? Obviously, when you're not, you sell insurance. Now, what kind is that? That Eye of Stone, get hit by a buffalo in a hailstorm. Get what was it? All kinds of insurance, sir. I like the school insurance. Lose an eye and the left leg. You get. You remember those things you used to? But you had to lose them in that order. That was the trick, did he? If you lost an eye and the right leg, policy null and void, nixay, hixay. How about you, sir? Electronic technician. And you went like this, sir. I guess that the international symbol for the deaf of electronic technician. I see, sir. In case anybody missed it. That's great. And this is the dad over here. Mom here tonight, too? No? Dads are fun. I have a good time with my dad. Mothers and daughters do this great. I was thinking about this the other day. My dad's birthday was a couple of months ago. My dad was 75 on his last birthday. And I thought, well, gee, I never officially told my dad that I love him. I mean, he knows I love him, and I know he loves me, but I never officially said it. See, women do this good. You see mothers and daughters all the time. So where was I? I was in Nashville. I figured, I was in Raleigh, North Carolina. I figured, this time on my dad's birthday, rather than just, I'll call him up, tell him I love him, make it official so he knows. You know, this is the most awkward thing. I dial the phone. My father answers the phone the same way he's been answering the phone for 75 years. Yellow! You know, he can't say hello. He got to go, yellow! You know, hi, Dad, happy birthday. Who's this? Then it's me, Dad. Oh, hello, son. Well, thank you for the birthday greeting. I said, yeah, Dad, I was thinking about you down here in Raleigh, you know, birthday, 75, been a pretty good dad, you know. God forbid something should happen there. You know, I just want to let you know, kind of like, you know, because. He goes, what? I can't hear you. And nothing. I was thinking about you being 75, certainly been a good dad, you know, just. Want you know, like you, that kind of stuff. You're stuck, you want me to come get you? I said, no, I'm not stuck, I'm fine. I said, I was thinking about you being 75, you know, you've been a good dad and all that stuff. I just want to let you know that I love you. I want to let you know that I love you. Oh, you love me? Okay, I'm going to put your mother on the line now. I said, okay, Dad. I got talking to you, Dad. Moms are fun. I come from the East originally, so I have the old round kind of mom. You know those little Pepperidge Farm 4x4 moms? You know the, you know that little iron tank model you can't get out here? You know that na-na-na-na-na-na, you know. Kind of moms that iron socks, you know that? They iron the toe of the sock in case your shoe falls off someplace important. People know you come from a good home. That'll be. Christmas coming. Any dads play Santa? Play Santa, sir, at Christmas? No? Maybe when they're a little older, 21, 22, I guess I maybe can understand the story a little better, yeah. Any dads here dress up, play Santa? What's that? Your dad does? Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah. Yeah, peace in the world. Why not? Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? Did your dad put on the costume and everything? Sure, why not? Yeah, crazy. Let's keep things moving. See, my dad would never put on the costume. Christmas time was my dad's time of year to get even for everything we'd done wrong the year before. Geez, I remember being 6, 7 years old, something like that, on this Lionel train with the coal car and the automatic crossing guard. And they kept saying, gee, Dad, you think Santa's going to bring it this year? Oh, my dad loved to tease. Well, I don't know, Mother. Is Santa even going to come around this year? Yeah, it'd be a shame if Santa was to crash and burn in the hill somewhere with all those toys on board. And trying to sleep Christmas Eve when you're a kid, you know, you're trying to make yourself go to sleep. You know. About 1 o'clock in the morning, you always hear my dad downstairs under the tree making all those Christmassy noises, you know. I can't get this piece of shit to go together, the goddamn thing. You know. Is that you down there, Santa? Hey, shut the hell up there. I'll come slap your face. That'll put you to sleep. You know, I come down Christmas morning. What happened to the coal car? Santa got pissed. He kicked it against the wall, all right? You wanted that goddamn stupid thing? Play with it. Let me see you play with it. Oh, it was a frightening experience. Finding out about Santa, that was the worst. I found out the truth about Santa the worst way. You know, most kids are lucky. You find out about Santa from an older brother and sister. Maybe the kids at school, hey, you know, there's no Santa. You shut up! You know, you go there. Geez, I found out. My mom took me to Macy's in New York City. They had the whole Santa's Village set up, you know. And there's a big line of kids waiting to see Santa. I'm the next kid. I'm the next kid. The next kid. And the little girl elf comes out with the sign. Oh, Santa's going to the North Pole. He'll be back at 1. You know, I'm thinking, the North Pole. Geez, I want to talk to Santa. I can't wait in the North Pole. You know, I started crying. My mom comes over. Oh, what's the matter? Then I saw the door. And I think, gee, maybe if I just burst through the door, I can catch Santa before he goes to the North Pole. You know, I run through the door. North Pole. A bottle of Jack Daniels. He's got the little elf up against the wall like this. It's Santa! A horrible thing for a child to see. Buying a tree, that's a... Oh, I get screwed every year with these tree guys. You know, my wife is a big fan of... I mean, I like Christmas, but we always have to buy our tree exactly the 2 weeks before Christmas. And this is when you always get screwed by those guys, you know. I always wind up yelling at the guy. You know what I like to do? Here's what I like to do. After I bought my tree and I've been screwed by the guy... Christmas Eve, about 10 minutes to 12, I like to drive across town to another tree lot. You know, walk around a little bit. Get the tree salesman following behind you. Oh, how are you? That 75-foot tree? What's it, 10 minutes to 12? Give you a buck for it, all right, pal? Yeah, sure, and throw some gifts and presents. Sure, mister, no problem. People always say the same thing. We should all keep the Christmas spirit year-round. Gee, you know, it would be nice, but it doesn't even last until Christmas is over. I mean, look at the way people treat the Christmas tree. Remember the day you buy the tree? Oh, don't tie it too tight to the roof of the car. Oh, drive slowly. All the needles will blow off. Oh, don't make those things too tight at the bottom. Plenty of water. Keep it moist. Not too many ornaments. Oh, geez, the minute those presents are open, get that fire trap out of here. Gonna burn the house down with that goddamn thing. Every year it was the same thing. My mom and I would put the ornaments away. My dad would take the tree, put it in the trunk of the car, wait till a few minutes after midnight, drive 2 blocks, throw it in our neighbor's yard. You get the hell out of there, you know. Next day our neighbor would trace the trail of pine needles down the street, you know. Every year my father would have a fight. You threw a tree in my yard this year? No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Hey, we're Shiites. We don't have a tree. Get the hell out of here, pal. Well, I always like to come back to Sacramento. I go to my favorite little bookstore right over here. Goldie's, you been down there? You ever been to that place?
12th
Avenue. Is that where it is, sir? Gee, it's hard to believe you were the one that went there, sir. Possibly. Trying to pawn off your sister again, sir, is that it? Raise some extra money for fatty foods, no doubt. In the old days, you say something about a guy's sister, you get punched. This guy, no, please, make fun of my sister, please. Have you been to Goldie, sir, for real? Do you get down there? No, absolutely. No, God forbid you, sir. How shocking that I would have picked you. I think if God does not destroy Goldie's, he really owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. You know, I always like those little signs they have for mature adults only. Yeah, most mature adults like to stand in a little booth with their pants at their ankles watching movies. Now, that's a pretty good sign of maturity, isn't it? I mean, God forbid if some immature person should somehow sneak past the tight security that they have. I always like the ones that pretend to have something legitimate. They have signs like, we sell marital aids. I love what these people define as a marital aid. I mean, somehow to me, a 4-foot vibrator that takes 30 D-size batteries. This is not a marital aid. This is a jackhammer as far as I'm concerned. I mean, your wife goes out of town, you could break sidewalks with this thing. Well, she's rather a small woman. You sure won't kill her with this model? You know, sparks are flying out of it. It's not UL approved for our electrical friend. Another big item, the inflatable party doll. You ever seen one of these? This is a doll men take home. They blow it up. It looks like a girl. They can do whatever they want with this thing. This is amazing. 2,000 years of civilization, man has progressed to the point of screwing balloons. I mean, if I was female, I'd be very insulted by something like this. Like the ad on the side of the box says, she's just like a real woman. You know, how many real women, you know, sleep like this? You know, I did see advertising. I'm not making this up. It's an actual product, a thing called edible underwear. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, this woman is... Do you own any of this? No, you've just seen it in other people's homes, I guess, more or less. I didn't make it up, right? Comes in different flavors, strawberry, orange. Surprisingly, the veal parmesan is quite good, surprisingly. So you know the sad thing about a product like edible underwear? Look, let's face it, after a couple of years, a lot of guys are just not romantic. Women go out, they buy this stuff, they take it home, they make themselves look very attractive, they put on the edible underwear, they get into bed, guy gets into bed, eats the underwear. Thanks, honey, that was great. Hey, oh, no more for me, honey. Hey, what are we having tomorrow night? Hey! In fact, now they have the edible underwear for men, did you know that? In fact, right now I'm wearing the Swanson Big Man Boxer Short Dinner. Can you see that extra helping of potatoes in there, huh? How do you handle a hungry man? Man. How about male strip shows? They have those up here? Who's been? Have you been? Now, how often do you go, generally? 6-7 nights a week? How often do you go? Been to 2. What, Easter, Christmas, that kind of thing? Now, what made you go the 2 times? Was it a special show? Where they have, like, Rex the Human Tripod performing, some kind of a big program you want to try and catch the... Now, where is it, around here? Huh? In Carmichael. Down the street from Goldie, he said. Now, what is the law there? The men go all the way, or they have to keep a class ring or something like that? They take everything off? Or like a G-string? You know what, the women putting money? Now, did you put any money? See, if you want to get better dancing, put some Ben Gay on the money. That kind of, yo, kind of liven the show up a little bit. Well, that's fair. Men have had that stuff for years. Playboy, Penthouse. The worst is Hustler. You ever seen Hustler magazine? You know, I have a friend who's a gynecologist. I show him Hustler. He says, gee, I have no idea what that is. Yeah. Yeah. You better get a surgeon down here to take a look at that. So who would be on a date tonight? Would this be a date tonight, sir, the gentleman? It's not a date. I'm not an attorney, sir. I'm not going to show up in some palimony suit on her behalf. It's not a date? Oh, you're married. Oh, yeah. God forbid you should take her out, sir, I guess. Pretty much. So, well, that's fine. Are you taking her to dinner tonight? No. You look like you don't even understand the concept, sir. She came from... She came from San Francisco, and you came from 100 miles in the other direction. This is the perfect marriage for you then, apparently, sir. Well, now, what were you doing in San Francisco? Oh, well. Kind of a sad thing, I guess, pretty much. Who else would be on a date? How about the friend of the guy with the sister here? Is this a date, sir? No, it's your wife. I guess your date couldn't make it, sir. Is that what you're saying? Anybody on a date? Date, sir? I guess I could say that, sir. Did you take her to dinner? She took you. Well, hey, you must... It's your birthday tonight, sir. Well, happy birthday to you there. Where'd you go to dinner? Bull Market. What did you have there? Stay away from the oysters, sir, really. So you had a steak tonight, sir. Pretty nice place? Well, no, that's kind of... Well, she was paying, though. You didn't take her, sir. Now, what do you do when you take her out, sir? You rummage through the dumpster over here, probably, back at the Chinese restaurant? McDonald's, yeah. See, the biggest mistake a woman can make, I think, is complimenting a restaurant before the order is in, because most men are just out to impress the woman, and once she's impressed, they try to chintz her out of the meal, you know? Yeah, have you had that happen? The woman will go, this is a beautiful place. Oh, do you like it? Great. Yeah, waiter, I'm going to have the surf and turf, the steak and lobster combination, and yeah, I think she just wants the child's jello. Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah. I tell you, Scott took me to a great little out-of-the-way steak place. Pretty exclusive. The Sizzler, you been down there? Whew, I tell you, I had the gristle and baked potato fabulous. There's nothing I enjoy more than cold meat on an orange tray with a bunch of high school kids having a pneumonia fight in the back room there. And I love that salad bar, a.k.a. compost pile they have there. 50 tons of ragweed, a little bit of okra mixed in there. Where did I go the other day in L.A.? Gee, you know, I've been in L.A. almost 9 years. I never went. Bob's Big Boy? Bob's, I thought it was a gay place. What a screwball joint is. I go in there and order a hamburger. The hamburger comes, got a bun, it's got the meat in the middle, it's got a bun on the top. On the top bun, it's got a pickle with a toothpick through it on top of the bun. I'm looking at this thing, I say to myself, they can't even assemble it correctly. Plus, they got the worst logo, that big fat ass kid out in the yard. Here's another heart attack waiting to happen. Why don't you put Jack LaLanne in front of the building and want people to come in, not some walking ad for cholesterol? Plus, it's a fire hazard. People trying to get out of the building, this big fat ass blocking the doorway there. Heard your boy was killing a big boy fire. No, he got out of the fire, okay? So he hit his head in that ass coming around the building. Must have hit that left buttock going about 9 miles an hour. How many more people have to die on that ass before they move there?
Wow. Jay Leno live on stage. There's nothing like him. He did over 90 minutes on that particular show of straight monology stand-up comedy. I mean, it's tough to do a 5, 10, even a half-hour set. Doing an hour and a half solid of stand-up material in concert is just amazing, and it was such an honor for me to be able to produce that show. Jay and I worked a lot together. In fact, I did 2 large concerts, sold-out concerts with him, and lots of stage shows at my club. Well, I hope you enjoyed Relationships and Jay Leno, Bob Duback, Ray Romano, and the one and only Jay Leno. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.